All the Everlasting Cataracts, after John Keats's Hyperion. Near at hand, ripcords surround the centre, gurge of pulse, on, off, to sometimes detect actual remnants, to look up and tell of this fractal shape, one gradual solitary star which comes upon silence. Fragments, that word startled up, filled in and pencil, a transcript the story dawned, outlines nerveless, scriptless, dead ends felt in every feature, eyes closed, bowed head, listening to the earth, to an ever-revolving spiel. Trace, tracer, one of two great circles, intersection, right angles at poles, nadir the low, zenith the high, circles and arcs, broad-belting kalua, sages, keen-eyed astrologers, earth-bound evangelists, they study the sky, study the fault lines, the god and sunrise, both and both in one, all along a dismal rack of clouds, upon the boundaries of day and night, a drifting mass, cloud on cloud, the sky in verse. 19th century, slow-breathed melodies, like a rose and vermeil tint and shape, enter, but who entertains, effigies, visions, extras, opaline forms, amorphous, pictures of intimacy, all the everlasting cataracts, pools, loops, these crystalline pavilions, pure fields mantled by sea salt, recast the self-same beat, and hollow shells in the cadence of time, where a dead branch fell, there did it rest, reset to follow, to turn and lead the way, a stream went voiceless by, streamed, mountainous, no shape extinguishable, when the bleak gown pines, when winter lifts his voice, a noise, the mysterious grate of wind and trees, whether in calm or storm, the same scene, God of the sky, bookish seance, that old spirit-leaved book, sifted well from the ion universe. Flames yield like mist, all calm through chaos and darkness. From chaos and darkness, the extraordinary, the constant, the internal law, and how I, whether through conviction or disdain, in this expressive line quicken the patter of beads, pearl beads dropping from their string, elemental nature, powerful similes, ponderous millstones. Appearance of strength, the deception masking real weakness, essence in its tent, before the wing things, silver wings of dawn rising, now a silver line hints at this approach, an inch face, a glint of light, see how the light breaks in with this line haphazardly, till suddenly a splendour like morning, the horizon in noise. At the set of sun, light fades first from the eastern sky. To one who travels from the dusking east, attributes of the wanderer, wondering in vain about the inventor of God and music, of light and song, soft breaking noise, white melodious throat, a name signifies memory, would come as no mystery, pinpricks of the world namesakes, for me variants by knowledge only, the above and the below, gathering all things mortal, this endless commencing, this still, steady light, brilliance of the moon, oh, independence acknowledges no allegiance.